dai primi di marzo del 43 fino al 28 aprile del 45, scusa, del
44
44 fino al
fino
28 aprile del 45.
aprile 45. Ok. We stayed in this house, in this kind of house, in this factory from the first period of March 1944 till 28 April 1945, so 14 months. And we arrange ourselves in a certain way not to be bored. And so my father started to write books that never published. My mom was a very housewife. She cooked and she was doing work of the house. And we also sometimes had books. It was very hard to get some books to read, but sometimes we had this chance to have some books. And my mom, I remember very well, my mom, she loved to read those books with high voice. And she had a very nice voice, and she was very good telling us the story about the books. And my cousin, who was my uncle's daughter, was a very good designer. She was pittrice,
Non so, drawing, disegno
she was
e
drawing pictures. How do you say?
artist.
Artist. And she teach a little bit how to draw to my sister, that she didn't know how to draw in this period.
Dare anche un colpo di tosse, insomma, in modo da non palesare assolutamente la nostra presenza.
In this room, we also had a very power radio, so we could capt the radio, London radio, so we knew what was happening around us, around Europe. We also had the current water and electricity, and we also had two lamps in this small room. And these two lamps were a kind of method to communicate with the outside world. So when one of the two lamps was lighted, it means that somebody of the factory, a worker of the factory, was around there. So we had to shut up and be quiet. And when both lamps were lighted, that meant there was a very dangerous situation, and so we had to lay on the bed and also couldn't
Cough.
cough. Yeah, we couldn't even cough, and we had to be very quiet.